greatest story ever told. Presented by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Today, we present The Idle Word, a drama based on a teaching set forth in the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. Capernaum, the marketplace is crowded with shops where merchants carefully set out their wares to attract the passers-by. But there's one shop where the wares are never set out quite neatly, and yet people stop frequently to buy. For that is the shop of the boy David, who cannot tell whether his food is laid out neatly or not, because he is blind. But now, at this moment, the selling of food is far from the boy's mind, and the noise of the marketplace does not reach his ears. He listens to only one thing, the voice of his friend, Jephthah. And Solomon slept with his father, and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And that, David, is the end of the 11th chapter of Kings.
Oh, the end?
Well, that to be all for this day. It's almost dark.
I understand. It was very nice of you to read to me again, Jephthah.
A small thing one does for a friend, David.
But you do it every day. If only I could see, I could go to the temple school.
And... Ah, good day, David. Have you a fine bit of food for a hungry man?
Oh, Enoch?
That's right, Landis. Enoch, a man who never passes up the opportunity to do someone a good turn. That's why I've come out of my way to buy some of your food. Ah, this seems to be very empty.
Oh, yes. No coin, lad. Thank you, sir. Not at all. Not only how the man should help the unfortunate.
Is that so, Jephthah?
I think so. But, David, I must be on my way now. Tomorrow, at the same time.
Yes, please, Jephthah.
Jephthah?
Yes, dear.
I'm not one to probe, but after all, if a man doesn't have some curiosity, he wouldn't be human, would he?
I suppose it's natural to have curiosity. And if I had time, I'd discuss it with you. But as it is, I must rush off.
Ah, that's the very thing I had in mind.
Oh?
I noticed that every evening at this time you leave here and, rush off someplace. Where, Jephthah? Where do you go?
I don't think that's any of your business, you know.
Indeed. That sounds as though you're ashamed of what you're doing, as though decent people might not approve.
No, perhaps they would. Now, I must be going. Tomorrow, David. Tomorrow.
How do you like that? Tell me, lad, does he ever...
Tells me where he goes.
I never rest. Oh, I see. David, I wonder if you know... But when the policeman goes straight home, and then in a little while he leaves his home, carrying something under a napkin, he heads for the town gate and goes on out of the town, and no one knows where he goes. What are you trying to say, Enoch?
Oh, I'm not saying anything.
You make the whole thing up to be very strange, very suspicious.
Would you heard him yourself? You as much as said that decent people wouldn't approve.
I wonder... What do you wonder? Nothing.
But there are people in this town who can put two and two together and get the right answer.
You think about that, David. Tell your friends who think about that, too.
Wait, Enoch. Listen to me. Jephthah's a good man. He set up this store for me so I could earn my own living rather than be a beggar. He comes here every day to teach me because I'm blind. Don't say anything against him.
I didn't say anything. It was Jephthah himself who said that decent people wouldn't approve.
Yes? Good evening, lad.
Good evening.
Wait, Enoch. Wait. Gone.
Rebecca, when he said that, there was no more surprised man in Capernaum than I. I've always sort of considered himself one of the good people of this town, but can you imagine what he said to have?
Would I say he did if he didn't?
Of course not. And I'd always thought he was such a fine man.
So did I.
Una, I wonder...
Yes, Rebecca?
The thieves have been stealing during the night the past 2 weeks.
I didn't want to say it.
You think Jepson had anything to do with them?
I didn't say that, did I? Well, Malachi, when I heard him say that about himself, I was shocked. Imagine flouting decency that way.
You can't ever tell about a man, can you? I'd have sworn Jephthah was as good a man as can be. The kind of things he does, for that blind boy, for instance.
Maybe he does them for a purpose, huh?
See what you mean. Yes. No one would suspect him if he went around doing kind things all the time.
Certainly no one would accuse him of consorting with thieves, of bringing them food.
He does that.
Oh, what else would he carry under that napkin?
Of course. Oh, too bad. I wonder how long this fool will be allowed to be on.
Yes, I wonder, Malachi.
Did you hear the latest, Malachi?
You mean about Jephthah?
Oh.
You know. It's all over town. He's a thief. Worse than a thief.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Oh, yes. The robbings which have taken place in town, done by friends of Jephthah. By men who knew thieves. And then at night when we're all asleep, these thieves come down out of their hideout in the hills and rob us. You know? One of these nights, some of us may be killed in our own bed.
Is it that bad?
Or not? Into one day, murder the next. It can happen. And the blind boy. I wonder what part he plays in this.
You know, I never thought of that before. You think maybe Jephthah set up that story for the boy for some evil purpose?
Do I know the ways of thieves?
The elder should know about this. But if no one else will tell him, why should I? Far be it from me to pry into other people's affairs.
Jephthah, is that you, Jephthah?
Yes, sir, it is.
I recognize the step.
Well, and how are you this afternoon, lad?
I'm all right.
Ready to begin our next lesson?
Yes, but first, Jephthah, is there something wrong with my stall today?
Wrong?
Something that displeases people?
Why, no, the food is all arranged as usual.
Why do you ask? Because, well, I heard the marketplace sound as always, and as many people pass through the day as ever before. And yet, only one person stopped here to buy any fish from me.
One person? Only one?
Yes, Jephthah.
That is strange. But then it's to be expected that some days will be worse than others. Don't worry about it.
Now, say it again.
The first chance of the king.
But wait, Jephthah. I hear a sound. Footsteps. Familiar footsteps. I think I know. Enoch?
Ah, so you recognize my step this time. Good day, lad.
Some sleep, Enoch?
There's much to choose from today.
I'm sorry, David, but due to certain circumstances, you will have to forget about my trade for a while.
You're going away?
No, but you see, people are becoming particular about where they buy their food, and your place here has become, undesirable.
Undesirable? What have I done?
That's the pity of it, lad. You have done nothing. It's the company you keep.
What do you mean by that, Enoch?
Oh, come, Jephthah. Don't act the innocent with me or with anybody else in this town. We know too much about you.
Now, see here, Enoch.
Please, Jephthah, take your hands off me. Although I must admit that such menacing conduct quite bears out what people are saying. You are a dangerous man, Jephthah. And now, why don't you go? After all, it's getting dark. Your friends will be waiting.
Then,
What do you know about them?
Oh, so you admit it, do you? Well, it's no surprise to any of us, Scepter. No surprise at all.
How are you today?
Rebecca, is that you?
Yes, lad. I came by here to tell you something important.
Important?
Yes. No matter what happens, you are not to worry.
Why should I worry?
Just don't, that's all. You'll be well taken care of. Most of us don't believe that you have anything to do with it. You're an innocent victim.
What are you talking about? Tell me, please.
We'll find someone else to come and meet you every afternoon.
Jeffrey, something's happened to him?
Not yet.
I don't like what you're saying. I don't like it at all. I'm going to do something about it.
I am. Wait, lad, come back. A blind boy shouldn't run. You'll fall and hurt yourself.
What's the trouble? What, David?
Nathan, I came here as fast as I could. Brother Tom held her. You can help.
Instructor, David. Tell me who it was, and I'll deal with him.
No instructor, sir. I fell several times while I was on my way here. But I had to get here quickly. It's terrible. Terrible.
What is terrible?
They're going to do something to Jeff, sir.
Who?
Everybody. They're all against him. You're the only one who can help. Please. Please do something.
Of course I will, lad. But the first thing is to take care of you. Sir, eh? Bring a bowl of hot water and some cloth. This boy's wounds must be attended to at once. Quiet. Quiet, quiet, everyone. You're all wondering why I sent for you. Well, now, what's this I've been hearing about Jephthah? Of what are you accusing him?
He's in league with thieves, Nathan.
Jephthah contorting with thieves, where did you get this nonsense?
Malachi told me.
Well, Malachi, the truth. That's Jephthah's lie. He never suspected him. But he's one of the band. Feeds them by night. Listen. You know this?
Of course.
Well, when did you see him do it?
Oh, I didn't see him, though. But I know because Enoch told me.
Enoch, what do you know about this?
Just what the others know.
And I suppose you heard it from someone else.
Indeed I did.
Well, then, it's all gossip.
Is it? Jephthah told me himself.
I don't believe it. I'm going to find him. I'm going to ask him.
And where will you find him, may I ask? At his house? No. At the blind boy's stall? Indeed not. Because he's in neither of those two places.
How do you know?
It's very simple. We watch him every moment he's in town. And he just passed through the town gate a short time ago.
You spy on him.
The day we catch those thieves for you, you won't call it spying. And we'll catch Jephthah with him.
Quiet. Quiet. All of you. I did not realize that your tempers had been aroused to such a pitch. That being the case, I will have to take a hand here. Now then, the first thing you will all do is come with me.
You find nothing at Jephthah's house, we're sure of that.
I had not intended searching there. You're going to see the master.
Why, I don't see what he has to do with it.
I think he has a great deal to do with it. And with you, Enoch. Most of all.
With me? Why do you speak to me so accusingly?
I think you will know soon enough. Now, are you coming with me? Fortunately, we shall have no difficulty finding him. He has just arrived to spend the night here in Capernaum.
I didn't know he had arrived.
Do not. If you spent less of your time gossiping, you'd have more time to hear the good things. Now, come along, all of you.
You won't say anything harsh
about me, will you? Not to the master. After all, I'm a righteous man, God-fearing, charitable. You know that.
Then why are you trembling so, Enoch?
Just don't accuse me falsely before him.
I shall ask him for his judgment. That is all. And I'll be still while I speak to him.
Master, I know you are tired from the long day's journey, and I do not like to trouble you now. But sometimes inflamed tempers cannot wait. So I ask you, Master, keep these people from acting rashly on gossip alone. Keep them from making false accusations.
I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Me? Condemned? I do nothing wrong. How can you say that to me, Master?
You have accused yourself, Enoch. Your own guilt has made you admit that the Master's words apply to you.
Now wait, all of you, listen to me. I want a chance to defend myself. You heard what the Master said. Men shall have to account for their idle words, for the gossip of the untruth they speak.
We heard that, Enoch.
Well, that does not apply to me because I speak the truth, and I'll prove it to you. What do you think of that?
You can prove it? How?
First, you must give me your promise that no word of my plan will reach Jephthah.
Why must it be so secret?
Because Jephthah shall trap himself. And, Master, when he does, I will bring him here to you. And then you shall see if I'm guilty of speaking idle words and carrying gossip. You shall all see tomorrow night. Now, he usually leaves his house at this time.
You seem to know he's every move.
I do. After all, you think I made my charges against him lightly?
Well, you're here.
Oh, no. Be quiet, David. You were allowed to come along only because Mason insisted, but you're not to try to warn Jephthah. Jephthah. Now, you see, Mason, he does carry something covered by a napkin.
But you're right. I think we should follow him.
Oh, you're a new hand at this sort of thing, Nathan. We can't follow him yet. We must wait until he's closer to the city gate. He might see us now. We must wait.
If I could talk to him, I'm sure he's doing nothing wrong.
Silence, boy. We just wait.
David, hold on to my arm.
Yes, sir. Where are we now?
Approaching the town gate.
Can you see him?
No, but Enoch says he knows exactly where to go.
Indeed, I do. Jephthah doesn't go along the road the way honest people do, but he turns just outside the gate and goes off to the left and up the hillside.
Be glad I have your hand. You will not fall.
Perhaps he ought to go back. He can't help it. He might only hinder us.
Please, Nathan, I want to go. I want to find out for myself.
The boy goes with us.
All right, Nathan.
Well, now we're at the gate. What next?
Now, wait. Just one moment. Our luck for the bright moon tonight. There, Nathan. You see?
Yes.
What is it, sir?
Jephthah. I can see him making his way up the hillside, moving among the rocks, but he's not moving very quickly.
That's our good fortune. We can catch up to him if we hurry. Come! Come! I hope that you've been noticing.
I can still see Jephthah. It's perfect to me.
I meant more than that. The ground we walk on is not the rough, unsighted land of a desolate hillside. It almost looks as though a path has been beaten along here.
Yes, it does. Very much smoother than I thought.
And yet no one from town comes here except one man, Jephthah. And then, of course, at night, his rob our friends come down this way.
If you need any proof as to what's been going on, you have most of it already.
That's not true.
Look, lad, leave deductions to those who can see.
You shouldn't expect that.
Easy, lad. Well, it's true, isn't it? What right does a blind boy have to tell us that obvious things are not so?
We are doing what you asked, Enoch. There's no need to hurt the boy any further.
Well, this is no time to discuss it. We must catch up with Jeff, so we must confront him. Come on, hurry. Close enough to Jeff, to be careful. He might hear us now if we make any loud noises or call out.
Where is he going? That's what I'd like to know.
I believe I have the answer.
Well?
The cave. Don't you remember? Or didn't you climb these hills when you were a boy?
Yes, I did.
And you don't remember the place called the Cave of the Bandits?
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Well, as boys, we used to call it by that name to suit the games we played. But I think that maybe Jephtha has really turned it into a cave for bandits. You mustn't say that. The evidence is too clear now. That's why he's telling that fool to the thief. You don't even know if it is fool he's telling. I wager that it is. You lie. You lie about a fine man, a decent man, a good man.
Be quiet.
I will not be quiet. I won't let you talk that way about him. Jephtha! You little fool, you'll pay for this. Jephtha! Wait for us! Wait! There. He heard, see, he turned around. I told you, Nathan, that we shouldn't have taken this boy with us. He's ruined everything.
Maybe he hasn't. But Jephthah's almost in the cave now. He can't deny that's where he was going. But he's waiting for us. We'd better catch up with him.
Come.
Hold fast to me, lad.
Jephthah, hurry. Hurry.
What do you want here, Nathan? Enoch, why have you dragged this poor lad all the way up here?
You find out what we want.
Well?
Jephthah?
Yes, lad.
Jephthah, they've been saying all kinds of horrible things about you. That you're a friend to see, that you carry food to them. Show them it's a lie. Show them what you have hidden there under that napkin. Well, Jephthah, tell them that it isn't food. What's the matter? Why doesn't someone say something?
Yes, Jephthah. Show us what you have here. Remove the napkin.
All right. There.
Ah, you see, it is food. I told you, I told you.
No, shut up, there's a mistake.
No, lad, no mistake. And now that you've found out, why don't you all go back?
Oh, no, we're going to see this too. Why, food? Where are you taking it? To the cave?
Yes, to the cave.
Then that's where we're going.
There's danger. I warn you.
If anything happens to us, you will answer for it, Jephthah. It's up to you to keep your friends from harming us.
I had to warn you, that's all. Now, come. I'll lead you the rest of the way.
I'll tell you now, I'm not going into that dark cave. It's a trap, Nathan.
It won't be necessary. Get there. You're to tell your friends to come out here. Into the open.
Yes, sir. Wait here. Simon, let us die. I'm here.
You see? He knows them well, Nathan.
Here they come.
Here they are. Full speed. See, I told you. I'm going to take a good look at them. I'll see if there's anyone we know.
You there. Stand still. Don't try to move. I want to see who you are. Turn your face this way toward the moon. I want to take a good look.
Look.
What is it? Do you know them?
Look. Look. Leopard.
Leopard.
Come. One, get away from here quickly.
I told you, Enoch. So-called decent people wouldn't approve. They let these poor men starve to death rather than come close to them. I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. That's why all this had to be done secretly by night.
You see, Nathan, My friend wasn't helping, please.
Yes, I know that now. Enoch, you almost had me believing your slanderous story. Because the evil power of idle gossip, even reasonable men, can be misled by it.
But it seems so logical.
We made Jephthah an outcast because he pitied the unfortunate and set him. And he was right. We so-called decent people shrink from these sick men and let them starve. And yet for his courage and kind heart, we persecuted and accused Jephthah. Now, Enoch, are you ready to return to the master with your proof?
Oh, forgive me, Jephthah. And you too, David. I thought I was a decent man, kind, charitable. But I've been an evil man, carrying the idle word from one person to another, sowing hatred and suspicion. I shall return to the master. I shall admit my guilt. I shall ask to be forgiven, as should all those who have spoken falsely against others.
The Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. Next week on this same network at this time, we will present The Challenge, based on a teaching from the sixth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived.